Welcome to Real Life with Miss Edmonds. Today we're going to talk about leadership. What is leadership? A definition of leadership is the ability to inspire a team to achieve a certain goal. Now, most of the time when you hear the word leadership, it's usually with a business perspective. However, you can also choose how you lead your life and how you become a better person. So today we're going to talk about some leadership skills that are super important that will not only help you in high school, but they'll also help you on your sports teams and your clubs to really differentiate yourself, because we all know we want to differentiate ourselves in high school so that we can be our very best self. The first thing you want to work on is your communication skills. That includes how you communicate verbally, how you communicate non-verbally, written form, and in this environment today, how do you communicate digitally? Communication, what comes out of you is how people perceive you. So it's important that you're always professional and you're always courteous. And as you know, Miss Edmonds says, it's always better to be kind. You also need to have great listening skills. Now, we've practiced this in class. We did a whole unit on active listening skills because that is a huge part of what we do each and every day. Passion and commitment. This is where it really you separate out the good leaders from the great leaders. Great leaders stay focused, they stay energized, and they have a vision. They can look out on the horizon and create a visual for you that you want to go there with them. Positivity. As you all know, positivity is key. It's important to stay upbeat, to stay kind, but most importantly, you want to be a get-to versus a have-to person. Innovation. Innovation simply means is you're always coming up with new ideas and faster way to do things, more effective ways to get things done. For example, if I ask you to do an assignment on Canva and you have a better digital poster app that you can show me, that's being innovative in class, and that's exactly what great leaders do. Now, collaboration. That's a fancy word for teamwork, and we're working on teamwork. We worked on teamwork last week. Being a part of a team means that you're reliable and that people can count on you. And people want to collaborate with you when they know that you're going to stay true and do what you said you're going to do. That falls right in line with honesty and integrity. It's all you have in this world is your word. And when you give that word, it's very important that you meet those deadlines. When you tell your teachers that you're going to do the assignment and do it correctly, follow up. Because honesty really tells what your true character is. Now, let's also talk about humility. We've spent a lot of time in class talking about being relatable. Being humble is simply admitting when you've made a mistake and apologize when you mess up, because are we all going to mess up? And really being able to connect in and share your story, because when people know who you are and you're relatable and they know that you're human, they will follow you. The last thing that's probably one of the most important to me is respect. It's always important to show respect. You can be a great leader and be respectful. And, you know, my mentor told me a long time ago, if someone were following you around with a video camera at your job, they would have no idea who was the lowest person on the totem pole and who was the highest person on the totem pole based off the way that you treat them. We should always be courteous and kind. We should always use our manners and really work hard to see all sides to every conflict, because that helps us form a more respectful opinion. So these are some great things that we're going to learn about this week on how to be a great leader. Now, how this applies to you: you want to be a great leader in the classroom. You want to be a great leader on your sports team. You want to be a great leader at home to your siblings. There's so many places that your leadership skills will show up. But most importantly, great leadership skills make you your best self. And that's the goal.